The Lafayette Chamber Singers will present their Valentine's Afternoon Delight Concert Sunday afternoon at 3 at Duncan Hall. The program includes music and poetry about love, as well as an array of sweets. The group's artistic director, Clayton Lean, recently stopped by the WBAA studios to talk about this year's concert. Well, Clayton, you and your group have been doing this now for a number of years. It's sort of a tradition.
It's certainly become one. Well, the concert had an occasional kind of development, actually. We were, at one point, giving primarily one concert in the fall, frequently in the Christmas season, but not always, and then one in May. And our patrons were urging us to at least do a little more during the year. They would like to hear us more. And so we were looking around to do something. And the summers aren't ideal for us because many of the group go their own ways during the summer, or we have vacations that don't coordinate at all. So that wasn't a good time. So in looking for something else, we came up with the idea of a Valentine's Day concert, which we try to do as close to Valentine's Day one way or the other. And tried it out a couple of years as an experiment, and we have patrons who really love it, so we've decided to keep it up.
And some of them have sweet tooths.
Some of them have very sweet tooths, that's right. We decided to make it as handsome an event as possible and romantic and food for body and mind.
Well, tell us about this year's concert. It's coming up on Sunday the 10th. And how do you put this kind of program together?
Well, one of the things that's always in the back of my mind with our group is to go through a wide variety of repertoire and styles, periods, that kind of thing, because I think it makes a more interesting concert. And it's also more interesting for the singers as well. And so I try to build it as far back as I think we can get appropriate pieces and then bring it up to the present. But this concert also has a very special dimension in that this is the concert in which we cheerfully go into repertoire we don't usually do, which is pop songs and Broadway. So the music this year goes all the way back to the Madrigal tradition, but by a composer you don't usually hear, Thomas Tompkins. And it's one of those lovely Elizabethan pieces about young lovers going off into the woods so they can have fun. You know, it's just one of those that the Elizabethans never got tired of singing about. And then we also have some folk songs, which I also try to feature on these programs. In fact, we've done quite a lot of folk song adaptations over the years. And this year we're doing one from Germany, Kein Feuer, but arranged by an American composer, Stephen Sametz. I wasn't aware of this until very recently, but the King's Singers took that song up a few years ago and have been singing it very widely around the world. It's a nice, sweet little thing about true love. And then we're also doing an arrangement of the British Columbian version of the folk song Savory Sage, Rosemary and Thyme.
I thought that looked rather unusual.
Yeah, arranged by Donald Patrickin, who's one of the great choral arrangers in Canada. Then we have two other major repertories that we're drawing on for this particular concert. One group of songs comes from Broadway. We're doing a good handful of those. We've got a Cole Porter tune, a Rodgers and Hart tune that we're doing, a Kern and Hammerstein tune, and one of the solos comes from a musical by Victor Herbert. And this is a lovely, mischievous song by Victor Herbert called A Woman is Only a Woman. And you can imagine how it goes from there.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. And then we're doing a number of pieces by American composers. We're doing some Irving Fine, Norman DeLaGioia, who I really think is a much underrated American composer. Hoagy Carmichael is going to be there, one of his tunes. Huey Cannon, who was a late 19th, early 20th century Tin Pan Alley, composer. And then a lovely piece by Virgil Thompson as well. And then we have a bunch of solo songs. So we have some heavy hitters here with beautiful songs with Amy Beach, who you don't hear very much. Gerhard Strauss, Eric Satie, Fernando Sor. So you can see we're just all over the map on that. But the idea is to give us a real sense of the wealth of the world of music dealing with the emotion of love.
But you also have more to the program than that, and that is some readings each year on this concert. And your reader this year?
Our reader this year is Arliss Jeffries. And again, the range of the poems will be everything from the absolutely madcap, you know, to the exultant. And from all periods, so it matches the kind of range of the music itself.
And we certainly want to mention Sunday afternoon's accompanist, Nancy.
My lovely wife, that's right. She'll be accompanying us throughout the whole program. A couple pieces in the program are really very lively, energetic pieces, and we're ending with one especially that has a lot of pizzazz
to it. So she gets to shine.
That's right.
That's great. Clayton Lean, Artistic Director of the Lafayette Chamber Singers, talking about their Valentine's Afternoon Delight Concert, Sunday afternoon at 3 at Duncan Hall. Reservations are necessary for table seating with refreshments. That begins at 2:30. Reservations are necessary even for season subscribers, and they must be made by Thursday. some limited balcony seating for the concert only is also available with no reservations required. More information is available and reservations can be made at 743-8087.